First of all, can you give me your title and who are you?
I'm Squadron Leader Lisa Klaber, and I'm Media Communications Officer for the Royal Air Force Air Cadets.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, we're at RAF Cosford's air show. I mean, this is quite an event, but I guess from the Air Cadets' point of view and from your encouragement to get people involved as a Royal Air Force Cadet, this is a very important platform for you.
Extremely important. People think that it's only for the local area, but we have visitors from all over the UK.
And in terms of the cadets that are here today, I mean, you've got a couple of hundred on site. What are they actually doing while they're here?
We've got nearly 300 that are actually working with about 60 staff, and they are doing loads of duties from our recruitment in the Air Cadet Village. They're helping with the static guarding of the aircraft. They're doing litter picking. They are helping the Vintage Village, which is new this year. They're in the Families Enclosure, the Cosford Club. They're actually everywhere.
And these cadets are from all over the country?
Not working today, no, because it's a really early day. But a lot of them are local. But I say local, we've got them from as far away as Crewe. And we've got them as far south, trying to think, Shropshire way, quite south. Or Wales, some from Wales are helping us out.
Sure.
But majority are quite local.
Because this is a regional operation from your perspective here at RAF Cosford Air Show.
It is, because Cosford is our regional headquarters. We have a number of, we've got six wings that we look after, and each one has approximately 30 squadrons. So we have quite a wide area, and because this is an RAF station, this is our regional headquarters, so it makes sense that we are responsible for all our activities at the air show.
And also, presumably, you've got air cadet regions around the country as well, yeah?
Yeah, there's six of us in total. Wales and West, which is what we're called, is one of six.
Oh, right, okay. And how do people get involved? How do young people, boys, girls, get involved with looking at getting into the cadet force?
It really helps that you've got an interest in aviation and anything air-mindedness. Now you can join us from 12, year 8, at school. You can fly, you can glide, and we've got a lot of people that fly before they even get a driving licence. We do lots of Duke of Edinburgh awards. We go right from bronze right through to gold. Sports, kayaking, adventure training, the list is endless. Modelling, you know, aircraft modelling. They do target shooting. We do a lot.
And presumably, likewise, they would have to pass some sort of medical examination just to make sure they're fit and healthy and fit enough to deal with all these wonderful ideas that get involved with.
No, because they're children. We are very diverse, of equal opportunities. They can join us no matter what their disability or their background and, you know, their fitness. It's the sport is the one where you obviously wouldn't do it if you weren't fit enough. But the whole ethos of us is venture adventure, and we want to give every cadet that joins us an opportunity to do everything they can. They can even go overseas.
Fantastic stuff. Presumably government support is very important in terms of, if you like, putting money behind the cadet operation and your recruitment drive as well.
Well, the way it works, we're partly sponsored by the Royal Air Force. We are part of the family. And what happens, we have to do the adventure training and things like that is something we do as part of the Air Cadets, which is funded by individual squadrons, which is why you'll see them doing backpacking in supermarkets and things. But generally we're part sponsored by the RAF. The ethos is theirs. We educate them in the same way with that ethos. To be fair, not all of our cadets join the forces. I think it's quite high though, it's about 75-80%. But what we train them in is to give them an amazing new life when they go out and get a job.
Because I suppose in many ways as well, I mean, having some sort of direction when you go through school and maybe university, or certainly when you go through school, you may not necessarily have any particular idea about where you want to go with a career anyway.
No, that is very true. And cadets can help because we've got such a wide range of activities. We quite often find, like an example, they love sport, and the next thing, they're going to be sports teachers, you know, PE teachers. We've got people that like flying and decide to go and work for one of the big aerospace industries. Engineering's quite hot at the moment, and we've got a lot of cadets that are going into engineering careers.
Because RAF Cosford, of course, is now the centre of excellence for engineering as well, isn't it?
That's correct. And we've got quite a few of ex-cadets that are here today working with the Royal Air Force. Mm.
What about recruitment at the moment? I mean, are you getting a sort of a positive reaction from young people looking for careers?
We are very. I mean, even today, we'd only been open, I think it was half an hour, and we've already had parents with the children coming to talk to us about it. I mean, the older ones, we can only take cadets up to the age of 17 because they leave at the age of 20, and a lot come and join us as volunteer staff. But, of course, a lot of them at that age are doing A-levels and at college and are looking to move on. So what we find is we're the pre-RAF bit.
A pre-RAF bit.
Yes. In that if they want to go in the RAF, they don't have to join us to do it, but it does help. It does help. It doesn't mean that they join us, they're guaranteed to get in, because their criteria, well, how can I explain it? It depends how many people they want to take on that year.
Yeah, and I suppose also there's a sort of growth pattern that they need to go through, really, to develop a much wider idea, and also individually get a much wider brief on how the RAF operate at the top end.
Yeah, exactly. And they get to go on camps on RAF stations, so they get to see exactly how RAF stations work. And the experience they get, a lot of cadets don't want to go in the forces, which is fine. And it's like I said earlier, the careers that they can go on into is absolutely exceptional.
Were you an air cadet?
No, because I'm too old. I wasn't allowed.
I'm not talking about now.
No, seriously. Yeah. I wasn't an air cadet. They didn't allow females into the air cadets until the 90s.
Huh. Discrimination.
No, it's the way life was.
So great, and also Carol Vorderman is now an ambassador for the Air Cadets as well, for the Royal Air Force Air Cadets as well.
That's right, and she's been an absolutely amazing ambassador.
How did she get involved?
She's got a love of flying. Mm. One of her daughters is in what we call a university air squadron at university, which is another step past us in between the RAF. She, as you know, she wants to fly around the world. I think it's next year solo anyway. Mm-hmm. And she just loves flying. And she happened to be somewhere and the conversation started. And she's really opening her arms and embracing us. She's an amazing ambassador. I can't sort of say enough about her. She's doing a very good job for us.
Fantastic. Now, if anybody wants to find out about the RAF Air Cadets, there is a general website they can go on. Presumably, also the regional cadet force organisations are set up as well.
Well, we've got a main website. It is quite long-winded.
Go on, wind me.
It's raf.mod.uk/aircadets.org. It's quite a long one. However, if you go in one of the search engines and put in Air Cadets, you will find our website. We are everywhere on Twitter, Facebook. We're everywhere. You can't fail to miss us. And when you get in touch with us, on our main website, there is a squadron finder, and it will show you your nearest squadrons. And I will add, it's not just cadets that can join us, it's adults too, and they don't have to have been in the RAF or the Army or the Navy to join us.
What about the age grouping for adults? Any particular age they come in at and have to or can't come in at?
Minimum 20, and it depends what they want to do. If they want to join a squadron as a civilian committee member, which is the very easiest level they can come in at, they can be 90.
Amazing. Mm. That lovely website address again, come on.
I'm going to say it now, it's probably going to be wrong. I'm sure it's Air Cadet, it's raf.mod.uk/aircadets.org.
Absolutely brilliant. Congratulations.
Thank you.